Yeah, I don't need to talk about that.
You can sheath your sword for now.
I did fucking unsheath my sword hard, bro. Ah, fuck it. I'll fuck it.
People's going to assume you said the N-word.
Yeah, so I better fucking say it. Yeah. Listen, to my sister who's probably listening, fucking tune out.
Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't want to hear about me and my fucking thick dong, fucking tune out. But yeah, I fuck it. Now it's anyway, I took some fucking Blue Chews.
Mm-hmm.
I took a Blue Chew, which is like it's a boner pill.
Yeah, it's a boner chew.
It's the first time I ever took a boner pill.
Boner chew.
Yeah.
Is it a chew? Like, yeah. A chewable
also,
vitamin?
Also, tasted like fucking shit.
Well.
They were like, somebody
can't
was
get
like,
a nice boner for free. It's not going to be a blueberry flavored.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake was like, they taste good. I took one. I was like, holy fuck, dude. This is the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
It's a Chinese. It's like off-label Chinese fucking chemicals, dude. It's
good. Yeah, I mean.
It tastes like the bottom of a lab floor.
True. And that's why, like, I woke up today, like, I feel horrible. It's like, yeah, dude, you took a fucking, you ate an edible boner pill last night.
That you bought off a dude you call the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I didn't even buy it, dude. He just gave me a bunch.
Oh, wow.
Because the Puerto Rican rattlesnake gets them for free.
For sure.
Because it's a sponsor. So I did his podcast in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, do you have any of those?
Yeah.
Because now me and my lady use protection.
For sure.
And it's not enjoyable. It's not as much, there's not as much stimulation for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need some artificial erection.
Yeah.
But when you're in the moment, dude.
That's true.
It's the best.
I actually prefer having sex with my soft penis.
I
get as soft as possible.
I did that for 5 years, dude. I just did that for 5 years.
No, I mean like my softest, most smallest flaccid penis.
You just try to jam it
in there. I put my smallest, softest flaccid penis into my girlfriend. I'm like, do you love me? If this was my penis forever, would you still love me, dude?
You got to take this noodle.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's. We don't even need to discuss
soft
this.
Penis. I love getting as soft as possible, dude.
I've had had a ton of fucking semi boner sex.
I'm not talking about a semi.
I know you're not, but I am.
I'm talking about like a fucking like diaper penis.
You know
what? I'm talking about opening a diaper and catching a penis like that.
You know how when the fire is gone and you have semi erect sex,
mm-hmm.
in a long relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
You ever have that?
Yeah, bro. Fucking, yeah, you don't get divorced.
You don't get a failed marriage unless you're having semi-erect sex.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's a good time.
That's your gauge. Your dick's going like, get out of this.
That's a good way to let your lady know that you're literally using her to crumb.
They're constantly, well, they're always gauging your hardness, so.
So I broke the news to her, to baby girl, at dinner. We went to dinner afterwards.
What was the news exactly?
That I took a Blue Chew.
Okay. Afterwards, you're like, how's your eggplant parmesan?
Yeah, I was like, do you like this pad
I've
thai?
I've done a chew.
I took a boner pill. No, because we were talking to it because it works.
Yeah.
Like, works tremendously. One of the best boners I've ever had. Probably the best boner I've ever had.
Probably the biggest.
One of the biggest, strongest boners. One of the best boners.
Yeah, of course. It's a fucking chewable boner pill.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Did you ever take one?
Mm-mm.
Ever of any type? See, you strike me
I'm scared.
You strike me as a gas station boner guy.
Dude, I do. I'm definitely interested in boner stuff, but I'm like scared. I've told you, I'm scared I'm going to get I think it's called like a pre-prism. Or it's like a boner that won't go down.
Yeah.
I know I'd have to go to the boner ward, dude, and have to get drained. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, because it is the hardest boner you could get. So it's borderline hurts.
Dude, I just know myself how I am with like, far like just weird medications, even like shit that I get from like a doctor. I get nervous when I take it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get a boner. I'm gonna have a panic attack. I'm gonna freak out with a boner, and it's just I know it's gonna happen, so I stay away from them.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna
good.
Get the most erect panic attack I've ever had. I'm like a spirit from Greek mythology, dude. I just be walking around like,
She handled it well though. I was afraid to tell her.
What, the
I was
fact
like
that you
worried.
Pop it chewable?
Yeah, I was worried she was going to be like offended.
She better not shame you.
She wasn't. She didn't shame me at all.
What did she say? She's like, okay.
She was like, I knew something was up.
You should have been like,
she was
say
like,
that
that
again,
makes sense.
Babe. Say that again, babe.
Yeah, I was like, something was up. It's still up. I need help. I'm stuck.
Can you please touch
restaurant.
My dick with your shoe?
Yeah. We're at this Thai restaurant. I've had a boner for 7 hours. I need help. But no, so shout out Blue Chews.
That's pretty tight, dude.
If you're like me and your woman's making you wear condoms.
Yeah.
Fucking go to the doctor and get synthetic.
Or, dude, if you just want to jerk off real hard, probably wouldn't be bad. Might be a little
too
much.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot.
Not worth it.
I mean, if you will see, you enjoy pleasuring yourself,
dude. I'm on.
You like get aroused by your own set. You get aroused by your own dick.
My thing is, if I wait, I don't like to jerk off and watch porn. I legitimately hit the point in my life where I don't like it. But if I don't have sex enough, dude,
I got a blue chew in my book bag right now.
I don't want one.
I'm gonna roofie you with a blue chew.
Oh my god, I'd be so fucking devastated.
Why? It'll be sick.
I'd be so hard, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fuck, dude. Imagine if I couldn't have sex too.
Yeah, well, that was so. That's what I was telling you. Like right when
this is a gamble.
I preemptively took one.
Woo.
I was like, "This is gonna go well." And like sure. we started hanging out, and it was like, "It's not going anywhere."
Yeah.
We're not gonna fuck right now.
Yeah.
Now I just have a.
I wonder if
the hardest boner I've ever had. Oh, I'm sitting there like, "You want to like go upstairs or something?" She's like, "I'm hungry." I'm like, "Fucking eat then. Eat now. Hurry
did
up."
I tell you were beautiful today. Yeah.
Your hair looks really nice.
Yeah, if you're on a blue chew, that's like probably advisable. You come bearing a gift or something.
Yeah, you have to be ready to
just
go.
Something to bypass the girl brain security guard.
The girl brain security guard knew I wanted it.
Here's a Fitbit, and they're like, okay, sex. And you're like, sweet, perfect.
She could tell I wanted, she knew I was being a pussy brat.
Yeah.
That's the least attractive thing to a girl when you're like, I want to have sex now.
I know.
It's like, ew.
Yeah, they're like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
Unless you come in like if you had like a button down, but if you like ripped your buttons off your shirt and you're like, oh,
push,
I'm just fucking
you gotta
push
her to the ground. You gotta
yeah.
throw her on the ground.
I yeah. missed you, babe.
Yeah, that's when blue chews work the best.
Yeah, true.
Basically, assault. Take a blue chew and assault your girlfriend.
Yeah, come in and be like, fucking. No, you have to buy something. Just flashbang her like frontal cortex with a gift. And
yeah.
She's like, oh, okay, I'll have sex.
Show her flowers, throw them on the ground, and fuck her.
That's
now move. You're talking. That's yeah. romance.
Or bring roses home and just fucking cut yourself with a thorn and tear them up and throw them away. And
yeah.
be like, you're my rose, babe. I bleed for you. By the way, I took a boner pill, so can we please have
or
sex?
Take a blue chew and sit on a fire hydrant and be like, fucking cunts, I need help. Please fuck me, you bitch.
Oh, no,
that's definitely what happened. If you took a blue chew, you would catcall someone and get stabbed.
He probably actually like leaned, crunched forward and got like punctured by his boner, dude. It was like, oh, God, one of those lesbians stabbed me.
That's what happened to Jesus. On the cross, he fucking leaned forward. And he took a blue chew. That's a great joke. That was a terrible joke. Fuck, there's something else I wanted to say. Now I'm blanking.
You got fucking boner brain, dude.
I got all the blood in my brain is just this fucking boner.
That's red pill, blue pill, dude. You chose
took
between
blue, dude.
Alpha brain, fucking blue chew.
You're more
dude.
Of an alpha brain.
Oh, yeah. I chilled out on the taking. Not alpha brain, but the nootropics I was taking. I had to stop.
You chilled out on the mushies?
No, I take weeks off. Again, I last week was a great mush week, and then
I love that you're willing to fuck with your brain chemicals, but you're like, I don't know if I can risk a boner, dude.
I mean, that's the funny thing, because my brain chemicals, I'm like, well, look, they're not fucking firing well either anyway, so I have nothing to lose, dude.
That's kind of how I felt about my boner.
Hey.
I was like, look, it's not working right now.
Anything I know that won't fuck with my heart, I'm like...
True. I was
Give
worried about
it.
That because, especially because that,
yeah.
and then
Party
blue chew,
time.
I was like, dude, I might Woo. Have a heart attack.
You might Elvis out, dude.
If I Elvis out on a boner pill,
you might Elvis out Marilyn Manson to the death. You might be found, like, oh my God, she ain't got a rib removed. You might be found autoflating yourself.
That should
on
be
the
fucking blue chew logo, dude. Just a dead guy sucking his own dick. It's like, you're going to fucking die if you take this.
God, I can't imagine when that blue chew power goes into a fucking and leaves the Chinese lab and hits Shanghai.
Dude, those blue chews. So Louis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, I did his show and he was like, yeah, we're sponsored by them. I have a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Why?
To ask for fucking boner pills.
Ask a man for a boner pill.
It's weird.
I had a dating situation one time. I just couldn't get hard for this one person. One person. I couldn't get hard for them.
Really?
Dude,
and then it's in your head.
It is it is the worst mental spiral.
It is.
I like went out and like hung out with someone else, had sex. I'm like, sick, my dick works. But it was just one person, bro. So I'm getting angry. And I kept trying. And the cat was like, I'm going to fucking get hard for her. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
There's something
I've
missing.
I've gone through those spirals.
Bro, it was so fucking scary.
Yeah,
I like
sucks.
Started jogging at 6 in the morning, dude. You start being like, I need to increase my blood flow, dude.
Yeah.
That is the most scary fucking thing. It'll come back.
Yeah.
I greeted the ghost, dude, and I'm like,
the
in my head, I'm like,
boners, dude.
Man,
boner
knowing
ghosts.
That exists out there is a potential problem. I'm like, ooh, scary.
The boner ghost? Well, don't worry. There's blue chews, dude.
Thank God. Yeah,
that keeps the boner ghost away for 24 hours.
That's something I have decided. If I stop being able to get boners, I'll fully die of a heart attack taking Chinese Viagra. It's like worth it. Fuck it, dude. If I can't get boners, dude, and talk about my government the way I want to talk about them, what's the point of me living, bro?
What the fuck is the point? That's what America's all about. Getting rock hard and talking about not trusting the government. Building some bombs, sending them out.
Yeah, dude, fuck it. Who cares if they work, dude?
Take blue chews and build bombs.
This guy, dude,
That guy was taking blue chews in his van, building bombs.
Be blue chew overdose, dude. It might be like, what's that fucking sleep medication where people would take Ambien? Ambien, dude. It might be like an Ambien thing.
A blue chew side effect is you end up building bombs for the government.
You end up stickering a van with conservative stickers all over the windows, and you build a couple bombs, dude. He came off like a 4-month blue chew bender. It was like, what? What happened?
I mailed a clock to Robert De Niro. Fuck.
I love Trump. Like, all right.
Oh, man. Well.
Fire him up, dude. That's what's up.
Yeah. I don't know. It's slightly embarrassing, but the situation called for it. First off, we go out. If I get drunk at all, I can't get hard.
Give me two glasses of wine.
I'm done.
Yeah. Give me two glasses of wine. My dick sucks.
It's nighttime, dude. It's bedtime.
So lame. And if I even can, like, the worst is when you just get, like, you'll be drunk and you'll even just, like, somehow, like, muster up, like, a half-to-pee boner kind of thing. Yeah. And then you just can't feel your dick at all and you're like, throw a condom on that.
Toss the condom on.
Peace.
I mean, it's obviously a good move for us.
Yeah, obviously, for sure. I'm not down.
Boy.
I'm just saying, I have a hard time, dude. My soldier's been through fucking World War I, World War II.
Yeah, and you're telling them to get back in the trenches?
Yeah,
it's tough to tell them to get back in.
Yeah, it's tough when they've been...
He's already done a couple of tours at the Somme. Yeah. You're going to tell them to get back in that muddy trench? It's like, nah, dude, you're free. Dude. Condoms are for fucking children.
Yeah, man. My man's been out fucking... He's caught a lot, you know. My man's explored. He's not
on the southern front of World War II.
my man doesn't want to wear those things, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I put one on, he's instantly like, I'm done. I'm like, God damn it.
Crazy.
I told you, man, they're more like, you know, something to show. I'd be like, yo, how you feel about this fact that I have a condom on and I love safe sex? I watched the fucking TLC video, Waterfalls, dude.
Yeah, condoms should come with a tab on the front. That's what the reservoir tip's for.
Yeah.
It's not for catching cum. Reservoir tip is the pulley. So just in between strokes, off. You fucking rip it off. And you're like, it must have fallen off.
It's the ripcord?
Yeah. But no, just in case everybody's worried, my dick is great.
Oh, dude.
But it was just funny because when I went to get him, it was at Legion of Skanks. So it was Lewis and the whole room's full.
Oh, my God.
And he handed me like 20 of these fucking things.
You got a bunch of them.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, fucking... Don't let people see this. And he was like, everyone, Shane Gillis is getting boner pills from me right now. And everyone looked at me and I was like, I have to wear condoms. It sucks.
That's hilarious.
And Mark Norman sitting there, he's like, fatty. I'm like, it's not because I'm fat, dude.
That has nothing to do with it.